Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And that story about electricity is the front of the Irish Times. Energy bills of Irish consumers are now typically more than €500 higher than much of the EU, with the cost of domestic electricity alone around 350 more. Of course, we far better electricity in Ireland, don't we? It's a lot better type of electricity. A lot of people left scratching their heads as to why we're paying so much for our electricity here. These are the latest data from Eurostat, putting electricity prices in Ireland at the second highest in the EU and almost 30% above average. We're only behind Germany. And then when you look at the net price of electricity before taxes have been included, Ireland has the honour of being the most expensive electricity in the EU. So that's something to be cheerful about. Elsewhere on the front of the Irish Times, we need another 80,000 additional workers to address Ireland's infrastructure deficits. This is mainly to build new housing and retrofit houses, according to a new report from the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. That's also in the front of the Irish Independent. We need 80,000 more workers to fix roads, homes and power. This report from the Fiscal Advisory Council, we reckon that Ireland's infrastructure is lower than average for a high-income European country, and we have big shortfalls in housing, health, transport and electricity, which isn't a surprise, I suppose, to citizens here that there are shortfalls in things like housing and health. So we need more workers, or we need better productivity in the building sector, apparently, as well, according to the Fiscal Council. Anyway, they'll do this report. Usually, politicians don't really listen to the Fiscal Advisory Council, certainly not around budget time anyway. Maybe they'll listen to them this time round. The Irish Daily Mail: councils scramble to halt housing for 1,000 migrants. Last-ditch efforts are being made to block a large-scale centre for asylum seekers in Athlone following hours of intense talks last night. But the government is refusing to back down on its plan to house 1,000 asylum seekers in Westmeath, insisting work will start within weeks to ensure the first 100 arrivals can move in. So there was a big council meeting last night between local representatives and the Department of Integration. The department, though, adamant that the scheme in Athlone will go ahead. The Irish Daily Star: confessions of a killer, question mark. Apparently Gardaí have seized a tape of an Irish Daily Star interview with Ian Bailey. These are comments that he made in a podcast produced by that newspaper, and Gardaí have taken the raw audio of that podcast and they are analysing it. The Irish Sun and the Irish Daily Mirror have the same story on the front page. Maura Higgins, the reality TV star. Maura, my reality TV hell, is the front of the Sun. She has admitted having very dark thoughts after leaving Love Island. Maura Higgins was overwhelmed by her newfound fame away from home with no family and friends and no one to trust. That's the front of the Sun. Then the front of the Irish Daily Mirror: Maura's Love Island torment. Maura Higgins has opened up about how she felt suicidal after finding instant fame on Love Island. This show has just come out to be more and more toxic. When you hear about the amount of cases of deaths from former contestants on Love Island, and then people like Maura Higgins saying how down they felt after being on the show. It's a particularly toxic programme, clearly, but people still tune in and everyone is still floating around in their bikinis and people still love watching it. Inside the papers, the Irish Independent: workers have been urged to check whether they are due refunds after it emerged hundreds of thousands of people have overpaid taxes on their wages. I did this recently and I wasn't due anything, unfortunately, but you should try it for yourself, because new figures revealed that 330,000 PAYE workers overpaid their taxes last year. And you could be due a lot of money, according to the Irish Independent. On average, €735 is paid back. No harm doing it. You can do it yourself, or you can get some of these tax services to do it for you, to check, are you due any money back, any tax back? The clock is ticking, though, so you need to get your tax returns in for the previous years on the 14th of November. No harm trying. As I say, unfortunately, I was told I was owed nothing. But for a lot of people, they're getting on average £735. And revenue are very good at paying that money back straight away as well. So you won't be waiting a long time for it. In the Mail, obviously we've a lot of schools now take part in the school meals programme, but the Mail says that the use of Dutch cheddar cheese as part of the school meals programme is sparking fury among farmers. The Irish Creamy Milk Suppliers Association says the situation is an insult to the country's 18,000 dairy farmers. So the son of a farmer in Cork, and there's fine dairy which comes from North Cork, but the son of a farmer came home with a wrapper of the cheddar portion he'd been given as part of his lunch. We have a photograph of it here. It's Vergier Holland cheddar. So this is cheese from the Netherlands, not from Ireland. And the ICMSA are up in arms over this, saying, why can't we use Irish cheese in Irish schools? The Department of Social Protection says that you can't specify under EU procurement laws that food must originate from a particular country, because that would be in breach of EU single market rules. So that's why we're using Dutch cheese in Irish schools. What else have we in the papers? Oh yes, Halloween is on Thursday. The Times of London, though, says that children should be given stickers instead of sweets on Halloween to save their teeth. Now, you can imagine the look you'd get if children call to your house trick-or-treating and you hand them out some stickers instead of some treats. But the Royal College of Surgeons in England is offering tips to help children avoid tooth decay. And they say lollipops are the worst because lollipops last so long. So you should hand out kids stickers instead. Tips include, don't allow children to eat their sweets all in one go after they trick-or-treat. Avoid sweets that commonly get stuck in your teeth. Limit the number of sweets given to each child and encourage children to brush their teeth after they've finished eating. Good luck with that. Finally, they're at it again. In The Sun, we are told about the top stars under the age of 30 in Britain. So Harry Styles is the richest British star under 30. He's worth €240 million. But the reason I'm bringing you this article is that in 14th place, the top 30 under 30 British stars, Saoirse Ronan, famously living or from Carlow, she is worth £9 million. And then Paul Mescal is worth £4.1 million. I assume it's because they live in the UK, but it's just quite a headline to see Brit stars under 30 and to see Paul Mescal and Saoirse Ronan there. Anyway, well done to them, and they are raking it in, it would seem. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.